朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在过去这几年来，我常常思想一件事情。
For the last few years, I often meditate upon one thing.
我们说基督徒是 mini Christ, 是小基督。
So we often refer to Christians as mini Christ.
那么基督徒的家应该是什么呢？
So what would the home of a Christian be called?
如果基督徒是基督的缩影的话
If a Christian is the small version of a Christ,
基督徒的家应该就是一个教会的缩影。
So the house or home of a Christian should be a mini church.
所以基督徒的家庭应该就是一个小的教会，一个 mini church.
So the home of a Christian...Should be a mini church.
在过去十几二十年来，在我心里面一直有一个负担。
For the last 10-20 years, my heart had always been burdened by this.
什么能够让地上的教会能够家庭化？
How do we turn the church to become a family-like?
让一个教会满了有家庭的感觉和味道。
So a church, you can feel a church like a home.
教会不只是一个人的聚合，一个团体而已。
Church is not just a place for people together.
我们有神做我们的父，我们彼此称为弟兄和姐妹，有骨肉的关系。
The Lord is our Father, and brothers and sisters are kinsmen.
教会要家庭化，但愿我们每一个人的家庭也能够教会化。
So a church should be like a family.In the same time, a family should be like a church.
有一节圣经过去多年来我们常常的彼此勉励提醒的，好不好？请我们一起打开提摩太前书第三章。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章对我个人来说是过去侍奉主一个很重要的一个座右铭。
This has been a very important passage for me as I served the Lord in the past.
这节圣经不只是我希望传道同工要背得很熟。
Not only I ask all my co-workers to memorize this verse.
我也盼望每一个长老每一个执事在他们接受这个神圣的托付的时候让能够常常思想这节的圣经。
I also ask all the elders and deacons as theyBeing entrusted with responsibility of the Lord, they should all remember and understand this verse.
一个教会要家庭化，一个家庭要教会化，就看这个教会有多少人能够应用这一节圣经。
So a church to become like a family, and a family to become like a mini church, depends on how individuals can understand and practice this verse.
换句话说，一个教会。兴旺不兴旺，乃是看有多少这个教会里面的基督徒对这一节圣经有深刻的体验和领会。
Whether a church will do well or not, indeed depends on how well you can understand and appreciate and practice this verse.
好不好？我们用中文读一遍，然后用英文读一遍《提摩太前书》第三章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, we will read in Chinese first.Then read in English.
我们不要读得太快，我们盼望一面读的时候，一面能够思想这一段圣经保罗心深处的负担是什么。
We will read slowly and meditate upon its meaning.
保罗写提摩太前书后书是给他这个年轻的同工的一个勉励。
So Paul wrote to Timothy is meant to encourage this young person.
提摩太在以弗所教会做一个牧师。
Timothy was a minister in the church in Ephesus.
保罗一直对他有非常深的期望。
Paul has a tremendous expectation of him.
那么在整个前书后书里面，这节圣经，我个人觉得对我这些年来的侍奉有非常深的这个影响。
Throughout these two books to Timothy's, and this verse has influenced me tremendously.
我们先用中文来念一遍，请。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？ In English, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, How can he take care of God's church? 这里面很清楚地看见我们自己的家和我们所参加的教会两者之间有密切直接的关系。
So here clearly stated that the intimate relationship between your family and the church you serve.
你如果不知道怎么经理 manage 你自己的家，你怎么能够去照管神的教会？
If you do not know how to manage your own family, and how can you take care of God's church?
今天有许许多多的人在家里面，家庭的关系、夫妇的关系、两代的关系，出了许多的问题，在教会里面。参与许多的侍奉。
Many has tremendous problems in a person's family, yet this person is participating in many work in a church.
我不是说弟兄姊妹不要在教会侍奉，回去把家弄好再来。
I do not mean for to discourage you to work in the church.
因为教会需要弟兄姊妹的投入和参与。
Church indeed needs your participation.
但是这一节圣经提醒我们，我们在教会侍奉，我们不要忘记我们在家里面的一些本分和责任。
But this also reminds us, as we serve in the church, we should also understand our responsibility in the family.
上个礼拜我在这里提到，家庭是基督徒见证的据点。
We have mentioned a week ago, the family is the foundation of your testimony.
其实弟兄姊妹，家庭更是基督徒侍奉的起点。
Family is also the starting point.Of your service in the church.
今天我们的题目是爱火常燃。
The theme today is called the fire of love will be constantly burning.
什么样能够让家里面有更多的爱，而让那个爱是成为火一样烧着，而且能够成为我们周遭的影响。
So how do we have love, and this love in our home is like a burning flame, and would also influence those around us.
什么样能够让家里面丈夫和妻子之间那个基本的单位能够用爱来把他们联合在一起？
How do we then connect the basic unit of a family with love?
听我们一起看以弗所书第五章，刚才我们所读过的。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
刚才二十二节到三十三节，我们听见我们的领会的弟兄建议我们用几种方法来读。
Just now, our presider suggested us to read these passages into different sections.
我们说过以弗所书分成两个大段落。
We all understand that the epistles to Ephesians have been divided into two sections.
前三章是讲到理论，后三章是讲到实践。
The first three chapters talk about theory, and the second three chapters talk about practice.
前面三章讲到真理。后面三章讲到生活。
The first three refer to truth. The second three refer to your daily life.
前面三章讲到客观的信仰，后面三章讲到主观的经历。
The first three refer to an objective faith, and the second three refer to your subjective experience.
非常非常的清楚，保罗在以弗所书在二十二节说：“你们做妻子的要怎么样怎么样。”
Clearly, Paul started on verse 22 by saying, "Wives, do so and so."
那么到了二十五节呢，我们看见保罗说，你们做丈夫的应该如何如何。
Then, verse 25, he starts, "Husbands, you should do so and so."
到了第六章以后，讲到父母应该如何，儿女应该如何，主人该怎么样，仆人应该怎么样。
Of course, if you go on to chapter 6.It talks about the children and the parents, slaves and the masters.
保罗在这里教导以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹怎么做人。
So Paul was teaching how to become a human being in these chapters.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会里面，我们学会很多做基督徒，但是我们不会做基督人。
Perhaps many of us know how to be a Christian, but we forgot how to be.A real person.
为什么今天很多人读到二十二节好像觉得不是很舒服？
Many, when they read about the verse 22, they feel uncomfortable.
因为有人说保罗这个人太大男人主义、沙文主义，他过分的重男轻女。
Some would regard to Paul's calling us Paul's statement here as being a male chauvinist.
事实上，如果我们知道当时的时代背景。
If we understand the background of the society back in those ages,
其实保罗在讲这段话的时候已经是够先进的了。
And in fact, Paul was standing ahead of his time when he made such a statement.
在保罗的神学里面，他强调男女的平等，但是他也说明男女的不一样。
In Paul's theology, he emphasized the equity between man and woman, but he also emphasized that the man and the woman are not identical.
Equal 不等于 identical， 相等。这个平等不一定等于完全一样。
So equal is not the same as being identical. To be on the same footing doesn't mean you are all the same.
事实上，这个礼拜我在花很多时间在读这一段很熟悉的圣经的时候
，As I spend my time to read through this very familiar passage，
我是发现保罗很重男轻女。
Indeed, I feel that he place more emphasis to man.
为什么呢？因为他讲对丈夫的话重过对妻子说的话。
Because he spoke heavier to husbands than to wives.
二十二节到二十四节是对妻子说的。
22 to 24 was written for wives.
二十五到三十二是对丈夫说的。
25 to 32nd.Or was written to husband.
三节对妻子，八节对丈夫。你说他是不是重男轻女呢
？Three verses to wives and seven verses to eight verses to husbands. Did he then pay more attention to the husbands?
然后三十三节是整段勉励的一个结论。
33, of course, is a summary.
事实上，他提到丈夫的时候，他说你们要爱妻子。
When he spoke to the husbands, he said, "You should love your wife."
讲到妻子对丈夫的态度，用顺服来勉励他们的时候
，he spoke to the wives by saying, "You should submit to your husband."
我们看到在中文圣经里面，爱字在这一段圣经里面出现八次，顺服只出现四次。
In the Chinese version, love appeared eight times.And submission appeared four times.
所以保罗在这里是非常的重男轻女，他要丈夫爱妻子的程度两倍于妻子对丈夫顺服的程度。
So Paul spent more time talking about a husband should love their wives.
那么在这个 NIV 的翻译呢
？In the New International Version,
爱出现七次。
Love appeared seven times.
顺服只出现三次。
Submission appeared three times.
所以比例上来讲，英文就更把男人的责任看得更重，因为两倍多。
Also seems that in the English version, it emphasized more about the responsibility of a husband.
当我去看希腊文的时候
，When I check this using the Greek version,
我把原文比较一下，发现“爱”这个字出现六次。
Then in the original Greek version.The word love appeared six times.
顺服出现几次呢
？How many times submission appeared?
在这一段圣经里面，在原文，顺服只出现一次。
In the Greek version, the word submission only appeared once.
所以中国人算是客气了，丈夫要对太太等于要差不多两倍的这样的一个比例。
So in the Chinese version, the ratio is 2 to 1.
那么原文呢是六倍的比例。
In the Greek version is 6 to 1.
所以你说是不是保罗很重男轻女呢
？Is it really so that the Paul think the husband's responsibility? He's emphasizing that more.
总而言之，我们在这里看见，不管是丈夫对妻子也好，妻子对丈夫也好，中间必须要有一个非常重要的因素，就是那个爱。
So in either direction as you view the relationship.The most important factor is love.
你说李牧师，你这次的题目叫“爱火长燃”。我们是越结婚，时间越久，我们里面的爱就越来的淡，越来的少。
Someone would tell me, Pastor Lee, your theme this morning is the burning flame of love, and yet as longer we are being married, such a love feeling.Is more diminished.
用火来描写那个爱，其实我们两个已经到了相敬如宾的地步，冰箱的冰。
If you want to use the flame to describe the love, but between my wife and myself, our relationship is like ice.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记这段圣经，保罗是对以弗所的基督徒说的。
Do not forget that this epistle was written to the Christians of Ephesus.
什么是基督徒？
What do mean by Christian?
就是有神在他心里面的人叫基督徒。
For those they have God in their heart, it's called are called Christians.
约翰一书四章八节告诉我们说，神就是爱。
The first book of John and says God is love.
如果我们是基督徒夫妇，我们有神，我们应当就有爱。
We as Christian couples with God.Then we will have love.
何况这一段我们所读的这一段熟悉的经文里面，每一次保罗用到爱的时候，不管是八次，不管是七次，不管是六次，这个爱是一个特别的一个字。
So whenever, how many times we count the word love being used here by Paul, that is a very special word.
我们知道希腊文有三个字来描写这个爱。
We understand in the Greek.There are three different words to describe love.
第一个是 eros, 就是一般情欲的爱。
The first one, eros, means sexual affection.
Sexual passion.
Sexual passion.
那么另外一个是 phileo, 那这个字呢是讲到 family affection, 家庭之间常有的一种家人的感情。
The second word, phileo, means the affections among family members.
那么保罗在这里说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，他用的不是 eros, 不是 phileo, 而是 agape 这个字。
So the word Paul used here, love, is neither of the two above, but the third, agape.
就是像耶稣基督爱世人的那一种的爱。
It's the same love.That the Christ had loved the people.
是一种最高等的一种的爱。
It's the highest degree of love.
是在神的心中所有的那个爱。
It's a love in the God in the heart of God.
是一种超然的一种爱。
It's a supernatural love.
最近有一个人跟我讲，他说：“哎呀，如果耶稣娶一个太太就好了。
”And one time, and someone was asking me, saying, "If Christ."Had a wife that would be better.
因为我可以从他的身上学怎么样做一个标准模范的丈夫。
Because then I can learn from him how to become a model husband.
因为他没有结婚，所以我不知道如果他做丈夫应该是什么样子。
Because he was never married, so I couldn't really learn from him directly how to be a good husband.
其实这个问题大概2000年前保罗就听到了。
And perhaps this question was raised 2,000 years ago to Paul.
因为我们今天所读的这段经文就提到基督怎么样爱他的心腹，就是教会。
Because here clearly Paul mentioned about how Christ would love his bride, which is church.
那么请我们一起来看这一段的圣经。
So let's turn to this passage.
那么从25节到30节就提到丈夫应当怎么样来爱他的妻子。
So verse 25 through 30 is talk about how the husband should love his wife.
25节到32节我们可以把它分成两段。
We can divide them up into two sections.
25到27节一段，28到32节一段。
25th to 27th, then 28th to 32nd.
多年来我一直盼望主日崇拜能够让弟兄姊妹真实能够回到主自己的话。
For many years, I hope you all can turn to the word of God.
让我们能够好好从圣经里面来查考到底神的心意是什么。
Directly from the Bible verses to understand his will.
25节到27节讲到丈夫对妻子的爱，保罗说是一种舍己牺牲的爱。
So here, Paul mentioned about the love from husband to wife is the love to willing to give up yourself.
保罗在这里说你要爱对方爱到一个地步没有自己，爱到一个地步可以牺牲自己。
You need to love your wife to the point you will not have yourself. You're willing to give up and sacrifice yourself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这里听到这里的时候，我们就觉得这个爱太难了，这个爱太高了。
Perhaps you think this level of a love is in such a high plateau, it's difficult for us to achieve.
其实不是这个爱太高，是我们太健忘。
It is not that this plateau is too high, or perhaps it's because we are too easy to forget.
记不记得我们结婚以前追女朋友时候的光景？
Do you remember the time when you were courting your wife?
那个时候的爱满了牺牲的爱。
At that time, before you were married, your love was sacrificial love.
那个时候的爱可以能够改变我们整个人的个性的爱。
And that was the time the love can change everything about you.
本来是没有忍耐的，在等女朋友的时候，什么忍耐都有。
Maybe you are not a very patient person, but the time when you're waiting for your girlfriend, you are very patient.
我们不只是这样讲，我们真的这样子愿意去做赴汤蹈火，在所不惜，为了爱，为了得到她。
For the sake of love, for the sake of being able to have her, you were willing to do anything.
我们是因为有那样一个牺牲的爱，才得着我们生命的伴侣，我们婚姻的对象。
She was moved by your love, and therefore you could marry her.
我记得结婚以前。
I remember before I got married,
甚至还在中学的时代
and even during the high school time,
风雨无阻，天天骑脚踏车护送自己的女朋友从家里到她的学校。
No matter what the weather was like, and every day, and I would ride the bike to escort my girlfriend to her school.
结了婚以后
after we were married,
叫我到巷口去买一点东西。
She asked me to go to the end of the street to buy something.
拦阻多多。
There are many excuses.
理由很多。
Many different excuses.
弟兄姊妹，想当年那种爱哪里去了？
I just wonder, where did that initial love have gone?
保罗在这里说的爱，不是一个高不可及、不可能达到的爱。
What Paul talked about here is not an unreachable love.
只是提醒我们，这个爱我们是有，我们是有过的爱。
It only reminds us this is the love that we have once experienced.
但是结了婚以后，难道就真的没有这个爱吗？
Is it really true that such a feeling of sense of love has left us after we got married?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。